This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Lori.
And Lori, you're running a story. I saw this earlier today about keyword warrants, which is where police are basically just sending keywords to Google and saying, hey, we want everyone who has searched for these specific keywords.
Yes.
And Google is turning that information over to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
I'm probably on that
big
list,
dragnet.
Whatever these words are.
Yeah, that joke that used to be, oh, you're on a list now, now it's true. So,
well, I feel fairly confident everyone who has ever been involved with Free Talk Live is on a list. The studio's been raided twice, yes. So I think that's a reasonable assumption at this point.
I was already on the list. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, the stories came out in like 2013 or whatever, that just about anyone who attended a Ron Paul rally ended up on the FBI watch list. So if you're here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you're almost certainly on a list or several. But anyway, let's get into the story, because I wasn't clear exactly what police are doing or exactly what Google is doing.
So this article is from The Guardian. It says, the new warrant, how U.S. police mine Google for your location and search history. Geofence location and keyword warrants are new law enforcement tools that have privacy experts concerned.
Now, I remember the geofencing one. That was where they would say to, like, Google or whatever, hey, we need to know whoever was in, 200 yards of this area or whatever, and Google would just turn that information over to them.
Yep.
It wouldn't identify the individuals. It would just assign them some random number or whatever that the police couldn't identify the person unless they had enough evidence to reveal that person's identity or something like that. It was all very confusing, but they're still doing it.
It was a routine bike ride around the neighborhood that landed Zachary McCoy in the crosshairs of the Gainesville, Florida Police Department. In January 2020, an alarming email from Google landed in McCoy's inbox. Police were requesting his user data, the company told him, and McCoy had 7 days to go to court and block its release. McCoy later found out the request was part of an investigation into the burglary of a nearby home the year before. The evidence that cast him as a suspect was his location during his bike ride, information that police obtained from Google through what is called a geofence warrant. For simply being in the wrong place at the wrong time, McCoy was being investigated, and as a result, his Google data was at risk of being handed over to the police. Geofence location warrants and reverse search warrants, such as the one McCoy dealt with, are increasingly becoming the tool of choice for law enforcement. Google revealed for the first time in August it received 11,554 geofence location warrants from law enforcement agencies in 2020, up from 8,396 in 2019.
What was the number you just said? 21,000?
11,554.
Still a significant increase.
That's a
almost
lot.
50%.
Yeah. And 982 in 2018. It's a concerning trend, argue experts and advocates. They worry the increase signals the start of a new era, one in which law enforcement agencies find ever more creative ways to obtain user information from data-rich tech companies, and they fear agencies and jurisdictions will use this relatively unchecked mechanism in the context of new and controversial laws, such as the criminalization of nearly all abortions in Texas.
Well, it's obviously unconstitutional,
yeah.
But I wouldn't expect the Supreme Court or any one in government to agree with that position.
Right.
But obviously a search warrant has to be, specific, and these are the opposite of specific.
Right. They're the opposite. They're dragnet. It's fishing expedition.
Yeah. To just find people who were in a specific area at a given time, or the latest thing, to find people who had searched for specific things.
Mm-hmm. As long as the data exists, all it takes is a creative law enforcement officer to say, hey, can we get a warrant, or can we send a subpoena for this particular subset of the data that's already being harvested, said Caleb Kenyon, the defense attorney who represented McCoy to The Guardian. They're coming up with everything they can do their job. That's all it takes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Job.
I would. This is probably the prosecutor or whoever arguing this.
This is the defense attorney.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all it takes for the next type of reverse search warrant to come about. Dragnet search warrant. Lawyers such as Kenyon and privacy experts argue geofence and other broad warrants, such as those that ask companies to sift through keywords people searched, are akin to general warrant made illegal by the Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches and seizures. Unlike other kinds of search warrants, which are targeted and seek information about people who law enforcement has probable cause to believe has committed a specific crime, these warrants don't have any particular person in mind.
So, if everybody didn't already know this, stop using Google.
Yeah.
Don't look things up on Google. Don't store information on Google. Just avoid it at all costs.
If you must use Google to search for something, use startpage.com, which is an anonymous front end that searches Google for you and gives you the results without you having to go to Google, and they don't collect any data or anything like that. I used to use DuckDuckGo because it's, you know, privacy-friendly and all of that, but it's such a terrible search engine that I never got the results I was looking for. I just use StartPage. It gets you the Google results that are actually good.
Yeah, without having to go through Google.
Yes. They go through Google for you.
Yeah. In other words, with reverse search warrants, law enforcement is still looking for their suspect, and they're asking tech companies to give them a list of people to investigate. For geofence warrants...
See, isn't that their job, the police's job, to create the list of people to investigate?
Through, you know, like, evidence.
Yeah, and police work and, you know, being a detective and all of that.
Mm-hmm. For geofence warrants, anyone in a certain place at a certain time becomes a suspect and a subject to further investigation, which could mean giving police even more of their user data. For keyword search warrants, another relatively new mechanism to obtain user information that has emerged. Anyone who searched for a certain phrase or address becomes a suspect. The latter is potentially more far-reaching than geofence warrants, Kenyon argues, because keyword search warrants are not necessarily geographically or tangibly tied to a specific crime and could make suspects out of people around the world who happen to search for specific terms. It's what I would frame as more of a true digital warrant without any ties or connections or tethers to the physical world.
Sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it does.
And, of course, police love it, and the Supreme Court is going to say, no, this is totally constitutional, but it so clearly isn't.
Isn't this just so close to thought crime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so much room for error. Like, if they actually wanted to defend, like, oh, no, this could do good for society, and we can solve crimes with this. No, because I could give somebody my phone, and they could go on
a
walk.
True.
You know, so it's like I don't always have my phone on me, or sometimes someone else can be looking stuff up. You know, so who knows? Like, how many times have you given a kid your phone, and God knows what they're doing with it? You know, they're like looking at YouTube videos and all sorts of stuff. So,
yeah, and I remember, I don't know if this is still the case because I'm such a hermit, but for a while, when you signed up for Comcast, they would turn your router into a public hotspot for anyone else who had Comcast.
I didn't know about that.
I thought they did that for businesses.
They did it for people. I had to call them and tell them, shut it off. I do not want that on my service.
I had no clue.
Yeah. This was years ago. I don't know if they still do. They probably still
probably,
do.
Probably, yeah.
I think they still do, but if you know how to disable it, I think you can go into the settings and disable it yourself.
Yeah. It wasn't like an opt-in, though. It was an automatic.
And they probably don't even tell people.
No, they don't.
Well, they must not, because I had no clue.
Yeah, they didn't tell anyone.
Did you use Spectrum? Okay.
No. Yeah.
They didn't tell me either, but I always changed from the default settings. So when I used Spectrum, I saw that and got rid of it.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah. It's like, no, thank you. I don't want random people using the internet that I pay for.
Well, yeah, and beyond that, is the company is making money off of you. They're providing the service for free to all of its users.
But it's not for free. I'm the one paying the bill.
Right. Yeah. You're paying for it.
Yeah.
So privacy groups argue that tech companies bear responsibility in law enforcement's growing access to these types of data by developing new features that index user information in a way that makes it more searchable. One such feature is Apple's proposed child sexual abuse material detection function, which would analyze images to detect child sexual abuse images. So if I take a picture of my child... Like,
I think Apple would flag that, if I remember correctly. We covered it when Apple first suggested it, and it would also cover these 16-year-old kids who were sending each other nudes or whatever. they would get charged with child pornography, thanks to Apple.
That's insane.
Oh, my God.
Like a shirtless picture of my baby with yogurt all over her is going to get me flagged.
I think it probably would.
That's insane.
But I don't think they would pursue that legally. I don't recall. It's been so long since we talked about it.
I don't know. Then they could drag all my data and find out what else I've done.
That's true. Unless you Googled Ron Paul.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about geofencing and these keyword search wars? Sounds horrifying to me. 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're you're invited to join us. Your thoughts and opinions are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Lori.
And obviously, causation, correlation does not equal causation, but I am happy to report that within days of Free Talk Live beginning to promote liberty in our lifetime, they had sold out physical tickets. You can only get digital tickets now for the event. It's being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. You can get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. They are exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve the lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will be speaking at the October 16th event. And digital tickets are only $50, and they don't require a trip to Switzerland or Sweden or whichever one it was, because, like I said, they sold out of physical tickets within days, so there was only like 2 days where I actually had to name the place that it was at. Now I don't remember. Get your digital tickets at lifetimeliberty.com and see what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. Now we're talking about the power of basically Google here, and it's terrifying. I don't remember ever permanently turning on location tracking. Like ever. And my previous phone was significantly more secure than the one I'm using now. Now it's on, and it's on because I'm strangely doing a lot of traveling for someone who isn't really allowed to do a lot of traveling. So it's useful to have. But my old one, I never had that on, but I would still get monthly emails after about, I suppose it started in November of last year. I would get a monthly email saying, hey, these are all the places you've been. I was like, you shouldn't know that.
So, it's creepy. I'm a dirty hippie, and I don't like to have phone service on my phone most of the time.
Nice.
I just use Wi-Fi everywhere I go. And I keep locations shut off on my phone. But one day, when we were traveling across the country, I opened up my map, and it showed me exactly where I was on my map and followed me as we were driving.
Yeah.
No phone service, no location turned on. It's always watching, all the time, no matter what you think that you have protecting you from them not watching. They're still watching.
What was the name of the company that used to make the dedicated GPS devices?
Magellan?
No.
That's way back in the day.
I've got to look into what they were called, but man, did they bet on the wrong horse. Because now we have dedicated GPS devices, you know, on us in addition to all sorts of other things that are constantly updating. And updating one of those, because I used one back in the day, it was not very convenient.
Garmin? There were so many.
Garmin was one of them, yeah. So that sucked.
Yeah.
But at least then, you know, it wasn't connected to the internet. It wasn't, as far as I'm aware, sending your location out to some centralized server to let the police know or whatever. Your cell phones are absolutely doing that. And even if you don't have location enabled.
Even if you don't have service.
Well, I think if you don't have service, they can't find
you. No, that's what I'm saying. I had no service on my phone. I turned it on. The map was following me.
Yeah, like you literally did not have cell phone service. Like not even downloaded on your phone.
No, like my phone.
But you still had GPS service, which doesn't require actual data. It only requires data, I think, to update the map or whatever.
Like I had no phone, so I couldn't even use my phone.
Yeah, but I don't think you need that for a GPS signal.
I have no idea.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
But I know that, like, the Garmin devices, they didn't have, you know, the ability to make phone calls or send texts or use the internet or anything like that. And they could still...
Or give you directions properly.
Well, not just Google, really.
Yeah.
But they could still update your information even if you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I imagine the GPS signal is different from the wireless signal. I don't know enough about that world to know. But anyway, it's scary.
Yeah.
And not to mention, I mean, all of these apps, if I even have a thought about something I may want to buy, I will get advertised it somehow.
Even,
it's scary.
It is scary. Even I've thought things before, like not said it out loud at all, and I get an ad on my phone. I'm like, okay, cool, so they're reading my minds now, too.
It's not because they're reading our minds, though. It's because they're just that good at learning about us and predicting things we may be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scary part. That's how well they know us, that they don't have to read our minds to know what we're going to think next. They just have data that they plugged into algorithms, and the algorithms are smart enough to know, hey, at some point, Nikki's going to be interested in flip-flops. So here's an ad for flip-flops.
And it's almost just as bad as reading my mind.
Yeah. I mean, they're good. And it's useful.
It's worse.
I like the utility of it because I'm not getting served a bunch of ads for stuff I'm not interested in. But it also, they're too good. It causes me to spend more money online than I normally would because they show me exactly the stuff I'm interested in.
I've fallen victim. I admit I have fallen victim to this before. The Facebook ads. I'm like, ooh, that's a good one, though.
Mine's all really weird stuff because it's all, like, I don't use Facebook for anything but memes and groups. So it's all stuff like bathtub covers that you can, like, put your laptop on and sit inside your bathtub with just your head sticking out, you know? Weird stuff.
See, my concern, it's not really a concern, but my issue with this is that, like, Wish, Amazon, Facebook, Google, they're all communicating and sharing this data with one another. So Facebook knows exactly what sort of stuff I buy on Wish at Amazon, and Google knows the same thing. So when it comes time to serve me an ad, they're going to look at my purchase history, and they're going to serve me an ad based on that. And I occasionally like to throw them off by just buying some random thing that for like $3 and I'm just going to throw it in the trash or whatever. But it doesn't work. They seem to know that that's not something I genuinely want. Like, moments after getting a dog, well, moments after getting permission to look up stuff about having a dog, that's all my ads were for like a 2-week period. And I was like, look, no, look, I only needed one collar. You can stop serving me ads for collars, right? Because some of these things you only buy once.
Right.
That like consumerism, you're going to have to buy more than one.
You need to match
eventually,
your outfits,
but that's because the dog is enormous and she's only getting bigger. And a small collar obviously isn't going to fit her long. But it's scary the amount of data that they're collecting, and it's scary how good they are at learning from that data and using it to predict things about us. There was a study done a number of years ago. I don't remember the details about it, but they looked through people's Facebook posts to determine the probability that they were going to be gay. And they had a pretty high success rate. And like 75% of the time they were right, just looking at this person's posts. The language they used, the way they said things to determine
that's
whether
weird.
Or not they were
that
going to come out.
And that's so strange because even the people who I can identify as either straight or gay, their Facebook posts to me like don't seem different. So the fact that they could find those subtleties in someone who hasn't even came out yet is crazy.
Yeah, but
that's weird.
I mean, if it was your job and you were dedicated to do that constantly and that was your only job, you could probably figure it out. If they could figure it out, because that's the AI's only job.
Yeah, maybe I also just, like, don't care.
Well, yeah, that too, also.
I'm going to see if I can find that study, because it was really interesting, and it was a scarily high success rate. And, oh, yep, this person's going to be gay. And, like, I think it was 75% of the time the algorithm was right. I mean, we feed so much data into them unknowingly that they oftentimes know us better than we know ourselves.
Like, I hate that.
Yeah. But there's nothing to really... I tried. I did. I went out of my way for a few years, you know, trying to keep these people from learning anything about me. Use Ghostery, which was an ad that blocked, which was an add-on that blocked all trackers, no script, ad blocks, all of that. And eventually I just gave up because it just wasn't worth it. They're going to get that data one way or the other. And if not, my mobile carrier will give it directly to them. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Arlington and Grand Prairie police saying Timothy Simpkins was captured this afternoon. It's believed he shot at least three people inside Timberland High, west of Dallas, during a fight. Arlington Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby says the rest of the student body is safe.
I also want to say the good news is that all our students have now been evacuated from the school. We had about 1,700 students here at Timberview High School, and we're glad that they're safe.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is offering Democrats a short-term deal on extending the federal debt limit. McConnell saying Republicans are willing to agree to extend the debt limit to December. That would temporarily avoid a looming default on debt obligations by October 18th. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Los Angeles is the latest city to require COVID-19 vaccinations to enter many public businesses. The city council approving the rule, meaning it will go into effect next month. It will apply to facilities that serve food or beverages, including bars, gyms, entertainment venues, shopping centers, and personal care facilities. Republican governors are joining Texas Governor Greg Abbott at the U.S. southern border. One of those, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey, who describes a surge of illegal immigrants at his state's southern border with Mexico.
The border sector in Yuma has had more than a 1,000% increase in apprehensions compared to last year, the highest increase among all sectors. The Tucson sector has seen more than a 200% increase in apprehensions.
The Biden administration claims they are deporting more illegal immigrants and have repeatedly stated the border is closed. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, where you can watch us live stream over at video.freetalklive. That's our Odyssey channel because the writing's on the wall. It's inevitable. YouTube is ultimately going to delete our channel. We're probably going to eventually get kicked off Facebook and Twitter and all of these other major tech platforms as well. So we're doing things to keep our content there, even with all of these other things do come to pass. That's video.freetalklive.com. It's built on Library, which is a media sharing protocol that is decentralized. It's sort of like BitTorrent, except it's built on blockchain technology. So it's really awesome, and it means that once people start downloading your content in order to view it, it's there forever. Or if you're hosting your own content, it's there forever. You can't be deleted. You can't be censored. No one can ever destroy your content or prohibit anyone from accessing it. Odyssey is a bit different. It's a web-based front end that accesses the library network, but it also offers a streaming service, and it's really blowing up. There's more than a million creators over there at Odyssey now, so check us out at video.freetalklive.com. That's video.freetalklive.com. We also have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Thank you. Yeah, there was a bunch of hoorah down to the Texas border here today. There was a school shooting. I want to pretext the whole thing with that. And the governor down there invited another bunch of governors, probably Arizona and all the other bordering states there, to a conference on how to plug the hole in the wall, which is the border league. And, like I said, unbeknownst to him, there was a school shooting. So he made a brief comment about that. And one of the CNN reporters, I'm assuming that's it.
You're kind of fading out there, Major Payne.
What's that? Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't have it close enough to my mouth, I guess.
That's much better. Thank you.
One of the reporters took the whole thing out of context and tried to play it off as he had called the whole meeting to deal with school issues and shootings and such, and he had called the meeting to deal with the border.
If you're a governor and you call a meeting and there's a school shooting during that meeting, I think it's prudent to change the subject and start talking about school shootings.
Well, he mentioned it, but there was very little info. I mean, he touched on it and, you know, tried to move on, but the reporter put the whole thing out falsely, you know, and took in bits and pieces, as they do, and tried to say that he had avoided the whole pretext of the interview, and the pretext of the interview was to deal with the school shootings, and it was to deal with the border. He had seven governors already invited. This has all been, you know, it was false fake news.
The media always does that. I mean, the fact that the media lies is itself not really newsworthy.
We're right back to the Wizard of Oz. Beware of the man behind the curtain. In case you haven't noticed, every week there's a new crazy little ditty that gets holes blowed in it as soon as there's any light. Like the Haitians getting whipped by the border guards with their horse reins. You notice that's gone because it was horse feathers.
Well, they were chasing people down in horses. I believe some media outlets...
They were chasing them down, but they were using the reins to control the animals. I've ridden horses many times.
Yeah, I mean, some people on Twitter or whatever probably blew it out of proportion. But, I mean, honestly, still, that's not any better to have Border Patrol chasing people down on horseback. That's not any better.
The author of the photograph took it from an angle where he had the horse. He was looking at the rump of the horse. He had the sun advantage. I mean, it was a beautiful picture, and the Haitian was in front of him. He was running.
That sounds like a disgusting picture, not a beautiful one.
Well, not as far. I'm talking about the overlay of the sun and whatnot. Photographically, it was brilliant.
Okay.
But all you saw was the shadow of the rain and the man in front of him. You couldn't get the depth to see if the man was actually being...
You're fading out again there, Major Payne.
And the author of the photograph said, no, nobody was whipped. This man was running.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, people saw the picture and they thought they saw the man being whipped, so they took that and ran with it. And no amount of them, of the photographer or anyone else saying otherwise, is going to convince those people that that didn't happen.
Well, there's an old adage that you have to live by. Never assume, because it makes out an ass out of you and me.
Yeah, that's what they say.
All right. Beware of the man behind the curtain, because there's a new thing to distract us from the real thing every week.
Oh, absolutely.
Beware.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but while you were saying that again, I assumed that was the end of your sentence. But absolutely. And thank you for the call tonight, Major Payne. We got criticized on one of these streaming services that we stream to for not talking about the stupid murder that happened when some married couple went on a trail hike or something.
Yeah, because every other person is talking about it, and there are other things that are more... I mean, I don't want to say that that's not relevant, but if
it's
every...
Not at all, oh, no, 20-something-year-old blonde chick was murdered.
Yep.
The media took that and ran with them. Okay, let's talk about, you know, the oppression that the government is currently doing. Let's talk about Australia.
How many people are murdered in this country every day?
Yeah.
You know?
But a lot.
I don't know the number.
It's a lot.
But it's a lot more than this one chick who covered the news headlines for, like, 2 solid weeks.
Yeah. And it's also, like, if every single other news source is reporting on this, or news outlet or whatever... Why would we talk about it, too, if everybody else is already talking about it?
Get on the bandwagon.
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, ideally, you know, we offer a different perspective for most of these news sources, but that's not really a story that anyone here is particularly moved by or interested in.
And there's no real other perspective other than She was probably killed by her boyfriend. Like, that's the whole thing.
So, and what resolution is going to come from that?
Right.
Yeah. So this is the most I think it's been discussed at any point in the show, and we're not really discussing it, but talking about the reasons why it's not really worth discussing. But it did for like 2 weeks. That was just all people were talking about in the media. It's like, why does anyone care about this? Oh, it's because it was
white woman syndrome.
Yeah, this white blonde chick got murdered.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's actually called, white woman syndrome.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a phenomenon where, you know, white, blonde, young, attractive women who are murdered get all of the spotlight for 2 weeks, and then thousands of other people are dying at the same time, and no one cares.
Yeah, I heard of families actually using her hashtag to promote their missing family members.
That's sad.
That's clever.
No, and but also sad.
It's sad that,
yeah, it's sad that they have to do that. Yeah.
But, I mean, the media can't talk about every single murder that happens, which is why I prefer them not to talk about any of them, unless they're especially notable. Mm-hmm. But a woman going on a vacation with her husband or whatever and then not coming back, and then the dude goes into hiding, that's not newsworthy. That's the kind of thing that happens all the time in the United States.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get news coverage because not a pretty young white chick with blonde hair.
Right.
So anyway, we were talking about keyword warrants and search warrants and other ways that the government can find out about us. Actually, we got distracted last segment and talked about how good advertising is. And the two things are kind of related because Google is certainly one of these key players in the advertising world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also one of the ones who know exactly where we're at most of the time. So does Apple, of course. Apple at least has a slightly better history of resisting warrants and, you know, requests from police, but it's not much better. And they'll ultimately all give them what they want. So the more we can do to limit what information is actually in the hands of these companies, the better. But there's more of this article, right?
Yeah, there's more. This is, again, from The Guardian. So it goes on to say, from our position, creating more vulnerabilities on our devices that can be abused, whether by authoritarian governments or by law enforcement or hackers, doesn't make anyone safer, said Caitlin Seely George, the director of campaigns and operations at Fight for the Future, which organized a protest outside Apple stores in 11 cities to pressure the company into abandoning its plans for the future.
Did it work?
I don't know. Probably not.
Well, hopefully they do abandon those plans, but yeah, I think they probably won't either. I dread to think, you know, what could happen if police could actually just see what everyone is searching for all the time. But this is the first step to that. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Lori.
And we've been talking about big data here and really just the problems that it's causing, because it's provided just an enormous new web of information for police officers to use. Obviously unconstitutionally, but getting the Supreme Court or someone else to agree on that is going to be rather difficult, because they tend not to side on the side of Bill of Rights when it comes to what the government can and can't do. Obviously, the Patriot Act was unconstitutional, but that didn't stop them from allowing it. The Obamacare mandate within the Affordable Care Act, obviously unconstitutional, but again, the Supreme Court upheld it. So we can't count on the Supreme Court to actually recognize how absolutely violating this is of our natural rights.
Mm-hmm.
But now police are using geofence warrants, which I believe were part of the whole reason that the colonies rebelled against the British in the first place, because the British use general warrants, say, hey, we're searching this entire neighborhood or whatever, which is exactly what a geofence warrant is, and that's what the police are now using. And they're also now expanding that into keyword search warrants, where they tell Google, hey, we want to know who searched for these combination of things. Give us that information. And Google is turning it over.
Mm-hmm. And addresses and just anything. Say I'm Googling how to get somewhere, and then that place gets robbed. Now I'm a suspect.
Also true. Yeah. It's scary to think, but that's what they're doing.
Yeah. So for communities being disproportionately targeted by law enforcement surveillance based on the color of their skin, their religion, their home country, this is adding more fodder. Information vulnerability. The normalization of these mechanisms is particularly worrying as controversial laws such as the Texas abortion ban are being passed, privacy advocate Albert Fox Kahn, the founder of the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, said. While Texas laws don't allow public officials to sue abortion providers for those who help, it doesn't prohibit them from aiding private citizens who do.
You could use a pretext to get a reverse search warrant targeting an abortion provider's location using literally any other law on the books. Then provide that information to the activists, Khan said. And it's getting easier. A company called Hawk Analytics offers services that purport to put together Google geofence warrants in just a few clicks. In one webinar hosted exclusively for law enforcement, the company said it would walk attendees through everything Google, including what's available, how to get it, and what to do with it, with the emphasis on Google Geofence reverse location returns.
So there's a company making it easier for police to get geofence and keyword warrants.
Mm-hmm. In just a few clicks.
Just a few clicks, yeah.
Magic.
You would hope that there would be some sort of process where a judge has to sign off on something or, you know...
More than just a few clicks?
Yeah.
I imagine there's like a little clippy, like in Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
Are you trying to do a dragnet channels?
Well, they would obviously click no to that because they're never going to admit that. But yes, that's absolutely what they're doing.
Clippy keeps your secrets, though.
Ah, just true.
Without specifying how many, a Google spokesperson, Genevieve Park, said the company had challenged many overly broad government requests. We use a rigorous process designed to honor our legal obligations while narrowing the scope of data disclosed, Park said in a statement.
Yeah, I have absolutely no reason to trust Google when they say that.
No. Or anything.
They took Don't Be Evil out of their motto a long time ago.
Yeah, so now they can be evil and it's okay.
Yes. That to me is it's still one of the worst things I've ever heard of a company doing because they used to have their number one policy was don't be evil. And then at some point they took that out.
I didn't know about that.
Maybe someday someone will hack them and make a new tagline for whoops, we're evil.
I think they had seven actual like guidelines, I don't know what to call them.
Seven commandments of Google.
Oh, I don't know what the word would be, but they had, I think it was seven of them. And the first one, the very first one, was don't be evil.
Mission statements, right? Mission statements.
It may have been a mission, yeah. And at some point within the last 5 years or so, they're like, yeah, we're going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And you would think that when they did that, just the entire world would just stop using Google products. Like, okay, here's a company that didn't want to be evil. And they're like, hey, yeah. Not being evil is holding us back.
Yeah.
In order to move ahead, we have to be evil. And I don't know. I'm still using Google services, so. But I also know that they're evil. I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's kind of funny that they felt the need to take it out because they could have just left it there. But they were like, yeah, nobody's going to buy this. We're going to have to take that out.
But they did. They had it and then they got rid of it.
They make it hard not to use their services.
They really do, yeah.
They're everywhere. Everything is Google. Gmail.
YouTube.
YouTube. You know, and then there's Facebook, which has Instagram.
Yeah, and WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Yeah. Well, I don't use any of those. I use Facebook.
I don't know who has Snapchat. Somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Snapchat refused to sell to Facebook, so they tried creating their Snapchat copycat that was Facebook Stories or whatever, and I don't think anyone cares about it.
No, no. I don't think so.
And, of course, TalkTick killed them. TikTok, not TalkTick. That's weird. I've never said TalkTick before. That's difficult to say as well. But anyway, TikTok killed them, and I think they also weren't interested in selling, but they're owned by a Chinese company or something anyway. So,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So they don't dominate the world, but they certainly want to. And Facebook never had Don't Be Evil in its motto.
They were evil from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's not just major tech players like Google and Facebook that are targets, however. Personal information in the hands of smaller companies that may not have the resources or wherewithal to withstand sweeping warrants is just as vulnerable, Khan said. You could subpoena period tracker apps to provide any users who apparently became pregnant during any given time period, for example, he said.
I have to think they would have a hard time, but they don't even have to justify it, do they?
They could say, we're looking for people who are... flouting the abortion ban in Texas, or okay. There was a baby found in an alley. Let's find out everybody who missed their period this month
but
by the city.
How do they know if that resulted in a pregnancy or it just doesn't, like, so I could get arrested just for having my period because they think I got an abortion?
I mean, no sense. I guess you can get arrested just because somebody said you got an abortion, whether or not you did it.
You don't even really have to prove it,
yeah,
right?
I don't think so. What are they going to prove?
Well, the thing about the abortion Texas law is that it's not an arrestable offense. It's not a criminal offense. It's a civil offense.
Mm-hmm.
So someone has to sue you and they sue you for $10,000, and in the court they would have to prove that you had an abortion or whatever.
What if I refuse to pay or go to court?
Well, at that point you would go to jail.
Right.
But they would argue that that's for refusing to pay the fine and not for having the abortion. Or to refusing to pay the person, because it's not a fine. You're paying that person, that busybody, that Karen, who decided to sue you over having an abortion.
Loopholes, though.
Yeah.
Then you're really going to jail for somebody who said you had an abortion or helped someone get an abortion or whatever.
Yeah. So just get the hell out of Texas.
Yeah. This information is flowing to so many different companies and vendors. Even if you get one company trying to protect your location data, you have so many more points of vulnerability in the commercial market than a decade ago, Khan said. All it takes is one company to give up that information without a fight, or more often than not sell it. While there is legislation in the works that would impose safeguards on those means of getting hold of vast swaths of sensitive location data, such as cell site simulators, and the outright sale of that information, there isn't currently a publicly known congressional effort to do the same for geofence warrants.
Well, I don't want government to do anything about this. It's mostly a problem that government has created.
Yeah.
In and of itself, I don't mind Facebook and Google knowing stuff about me to serve me better ads. It's the fact that I know they'll turn that information over to police
right. That
I have a problem with.
It's not even that they sell it. That's the agreement you make when you get a free service, is they're getting something out of you.
Yeah.
That's fine. You want to sell my data.
Yeah.
Just don't sell it to the cops.
Yes. Yeah. And don't get it.
That's where we draw the line.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it benefits me in many ways for them to know more about me to serve me better ads. If Spotify hadn't been able to learn anything about me, it wouldn't have served me some of the bands that I didn't even know existed prior to this year, and who are now some of my favorite bands.
That's a good point.
So it's beneficial as long as they don't talk to cops.
Yeah.
So Facebook, just stop talking to cops.
Yeah.
Google, stop talking to cops. It never helps.
In the meantime, the onus is on state and local jurisdictions not to issue overbroad warrants, and on tech companies to fight off those warrants.
It's on police not to abuse their powers. I've never felt safer.
For tech companies that count advertising among their revenue streams or as major source of revenue, as is the case for Google, there's no real technical solution to curbing government requests for their data. It would be technically impossible to have this data available to advertisers in a way that police couldn't buy it, subpoena, or take it with a warrant.
Unless you made a law preventing the police from doing that, which in theory would work. What are your thoughts? Do you think Facebook, Google, all of these companies should be standing up to the police or just giving them whatever they want? Because they're just trying to defend that thin blue line. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.